Good evening and welcome to tonight's meeting of the Canterbury-Bankstown Local Planning Panel. My name is Marcia Doherty and I'm the chair of this evening's meeting. And before I start, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, water and skies of Canterbury-Bankstown, the Darug people. The panel recognises and respects Darug cultural heritage, beliefs and relationship with the land, and the panel acknowledges the First Peoples' continuing importance to the Canterbury-Bankstown city community. As I said earlier, my name is Marcia Doherty and I'm the chair of tonight's meeting. We also have Ursula Lang and Jason Perica, who are expert members of the panel, both of whom have planning backgrounds, and we have Linda Eisler, who's the community representative for Canterbury, and Peter Menton, who's the community representative for Bankstown. We have all signed declarations of interest for tonight's two agenda items, but for the record, I'll ask each panel member to advise whether they have any declarations in relation to tonight's agenda.
Linda Eisler, no conflict of interest.
Peter Menton, no conflict of interest.
Marcia Doherty, no conflicts of interest.
Ursula Lang, no conflicts of interest.
Jason Perica, no conflicts of interest.
So confirming that there are no conflicts of interest for tonight's agenda, and also confirming that the minutes of the Canterbury-Bankstown Local Planning Panel meetings held on the 2nd of June and the 19th of June have been confirmed as correct by the chairs of those panel meetings. So we have two agenda items for tonight. The first agenda item is a DA 372 of 2025 for 66 Rickard Road, Bankstown, which is a change of use from commercial premises to medical centre. This DA has come to the panel because it relates to a site owned by council. An inspection of the site was undertaken by the panel and staff members prior to the public hearing, and the panel also had the benefit of the detailed assessment report prepared by council staff. We also had a briefing from council staff and who were also available to answer the panel's questions. The panel will, after this meeting, determine the application, and the outcome of that determination will be placed on council's website. The second item on tonight's agenda is a planning proposal for the special entertainment precincts. Again, the panel has had the benefit of a detailed briefing from council staff, the report which is prepared for the purpose of this meeting, and also a briefing session between the panel and the council staff, who were able to answer the various questions that the panel had. So again, in this case, the panel will determine the advice it will provide to council once the public meeting closes. So if there's no other business, then there being no further business on tonight's agenda, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.